Purdy looks left, now middle, throws, caught. Broken tackle by Deebo Samuel, runs for a first down, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco! What is good, everybody? Welcome to a breaking news edition of the Gold Standard Podcast. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. You've probably seen the news by now. Deebo Samuel is signing back with the San Francisco 49ers. It is a one-year deal up to $7 million done by your friend and mine, Tory Dandy, of Athletes First. Lock to react to here. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel, give me your comments. Anthony Nagatani says, I hope he wears 19. I will say this. It is a bummer on the one hand, because it means Ricky Pearsall is probably done for the year. And I was a conductor on the Ricky Pearsall hype train. You all know this. I don't have to explain this to you. So that, I mean, the fact that they activated this or they moved this quickly on this goes to show that Ricky is probably done for the year. Deebo is back. I made no secret of the fact that I did not want Deebo Samuel back on the 49ers. Now, it sounds like it's a pretty cheap deal because if you can tell from the tweet, it says 1 year up to $7 million. And the up to is probably doing a lot of work in that instance, right? So it's probably a cheap deal, which is great. It's a one-year deal, so you're not committed beyond this season. And obviously, it was a break glass in case of emergency type thing for the 49ers. And the emergency was Ricky Pearsall couldn't go 2 days without re-aggravating his knee injury. So that is the situation. Deebo Samuel is back. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling super excited about this because it's Deebo and we all have so many good memories of Deebo Samuel. And yes, I have good memories of Deebo Samuel too. And look, I hope he plays well. I can be against the signing and also hope he plays well. I'm not worried about being right with my takes. I would rather the team win. I can deal with being wrong with my takes. Do I think it's going to work out? No, but Deebo is back. He is in the building. He is on the 49ers now. So I will root for him. A lot of people saying he wants 19. Something tells me Jacob Cowing is probably not long for that number. Oscar Alfaro, YouTube channel member, says 19 boombox brother. Give me Joker all day. You know it's going to be next year. It's going to be Trent. It's going to be Deebo. And it's going to be the boombox again. That's what it's going to be. And will that be cool when it comes out of the tunnel? Yes, it will. Will it be as fun if they can't move the ball on offense? No, it won't. But we'll see how they use Deebo. Will they use him in the same way? Is he going to be a secondary player? Is he going to be satisfied with being a secondary player? We don't know. Charlene Crosley, says, hell yeah, so glad we have him back with Ricky going down. 49ers Gap points out, they worked out three wide receivers yesterday and they were like, yeah, let's just go sign Deebo Samuel. That is a good point for anybody that listened to 49ers in 5 this morning, the daily news update that comes out on the audio side. You know, they did work out Alex Bachman, Dwayne Eskridge, and Trenton Irwin. And on the one hand, yeah, if it was a competition between Deebo and those guys, yeah, give me Deebo Samuel. Obviously, I wonder if they considered Stephon Diggs. I don't know because he's, of course, out there. But look, they Kyle loves Deebo Samuel. He's never made a secret of the fact that he loves Deebo Samuel. And he couldn't resist, right? He couldn't resist is basically the situation that the 49ers are in right now. And again, it's a bummer because it means that Ricky Pearsall is probably done for the year. But I know there's a lot of Deebo fans there. Many people, Madison says, hell yeah, older and slower. That's part of it too. We had Deebo Samuel in his prime. He is clearly not in his prime. Now he's 30 years old. He turned 30 in January. So he's not, you know, Mike Evans age, but that's an old 30, right? Deebo Samuel has lived a rock and roll life, so to speak, in terms of just his physical ability, his on the field, the punishment that he takes because of the way he plays. So it is an older 30 probably, but the 49ers clearly thought they had to make this move. JCG1987, YouTube channel member, says not happy he takes up too much of the playbook. I think that is a big question. What are they bringing him in to do, right? If you're trying to say he's your number one wide receiver, that's a fool's errand. That would be a massive mistake, and they're not going to do that because Mike Evans is there. So it's fine. But What are they going to bring him in to do? How much are they going to ask him to do? And is he going to be okay with that? You know, did they sit him down and have a conversation and say, look, Debo, Ricky's down for the year. We need you. We don't have the number of targets that you're used to here. It's going to be a secondary type of role. So can you deal with that? Can you deal with being number wide receiver two at times, or maybe wide receiver three, depending on what they want to do with Stribling? That's a question. And maybe he said, I'm cool with whatever. He and Kyle have always had a cool relationship, and maybe he wouldn't be willing to do that, but he is now because he loves Kyle. And, you know, Kyle's gone through this accident, and he's just realizing, like, oh my God, we had something special. Let's get the band back together. Who knows? But that would be a question I would want to ask. I'm sure we're going to hear from Debo at some point, and I hope that he gets asked that question. Jesse Morris, 1496 YouTube channel member. Thank you, Jesse. Says, we knew this was happening. We still need a defensive end and a tight end. I would agree with both of those. And by the way, the 49ers have plenty of cap room. Even if Debo made all the money that he's supposed to make on the contract, they have plenty of cap room. So I keep getting greedy, John Lynch. Mike UA, YouTube channel member, says Cabo's going to be lit. Well done, Mike. That is well done. Absolutely. I'll just play games. 20 says, we don't need him to do much, though. Maybe even return some kicks. I do think you have to consider putting him back there. He had plenty of good kick returns when he was with the 49ers. They don't really have anyone right now that you would just pencil in and say, yeah, it's yours. It's clearly up for grabs, and Debo was good at it. I absolutely think they should have a look at Debo Samuel in that department, because that's probably the area where you're most confident that he can contribute right now. Antonio Pierce, he's former linebacker for the Giants. No, Antonio says the fan in me is excited. Look, and I get that. And like I said, I don't think it's going to work out, but of course I'm going to be rooting for Debo. And if he catches a pass and goes 40 yards for a touchdown, yeah, it's going to feel real cool. It's going to feel like old times again, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, hey, my head says, I don't know about this one. My heart says, God, I hope it works. And you're allowed to feel both things at the same time. It's absolutely fine. How much good shape is he in? I don't know. Another YouTube channel member here, Jay Roche, says, if DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne were serviceable last year, I can't see why Debo can't do the same thing. Yeah, DeMarcus Robinson's got to be like, damn. Just, you know, I thought, hey, maybe he was going to step up and, like, you know, have a big role for DeMarcus Robinson this year. Nope. We're just going to bring Debo back instead. And to be fair to the 49ers in this case, that makes sense because Debo was more productive than DeMarcus Robinson. That's for damn sure. Jackie D64 says no screen passes to Debo. This is the weirdest comment of the show from Jason. Says off topic, but ketchup on pizza is delicious. You're a psychopath. That is just, yeah. Bo Adams says four catches for 27 yards and two drops a game. Woo. I mean, look, that's the what it looks like if it goes bad, right? It's just, oh, here we go. It's out of shape Debo, unmotivated Debo, not getting the ball, you know, not playing hard when he's not getting the ball Debo. And that's the ugly side of this. But you know what? Also, by the same token, if he's doing that, you just cut him. If you're the 49ers, you cut him. You know, you're not tied to him by any stretch of the imagination. It's a 1-year deal worth up to $7 million. So if you really, if that's what it looks like, there's no pressure on the 49ers. Just get rid of it. I'm just checking the 49ers beat. Dieter Kurtenbach, let me throw this one up on the screen, says, so long as Shanahan treats Debo like the player he currently is, a valuable short yardage middle of the field Z who will do the right thing and not the football god of 2021, the Niners will be fine. I imagine a lot of rotation between Debo, Kirk, Stribling opposite Evans. And that's interesting too, right? Maybe the Niners don't have a dedicated Z. Maybe it's just different strokes for different folks, different guys in different situations. Who knows? But I think that is what Dieter mentioned is the key. Treat him like the player he is and not like the player he was. Because he's not that guy anymore. We found that out the hard way. We saw that firsthand. If you treat him like the player that he is, that is the best possible chance for this to succeed. So I think that's the way to go. Put him at kick returns. Put him in the short yardage, middle of the field Z. I don't think we need to see the Debo Samuel end arounds. I really don't think. We saw that that was just not working. You might be able to pop one of those every couple games, but I wouldn't fall in love with that. Cam Inman says, source confirms Debo returning to the 49ers. Yeah, they love to confirm other people's reporting. Thanks for the 49ers beat for that. No one is adding really anything. It is sort of a, it's like a coming home again off season, right? Debo Samuel back with the 49ers now. Dre Greenlaw back with the 49ers now. This was not the direction that I wanted them to go. I made no secret of that. I think that you can't look back. Like you can't recapture what you had. Like time moves on. Obviously you've got 49ers like the move. We know that Debo Samuel is beloved in that 49ers locker room. Kyle Juszczyk on Instagram put a picture of Debo and said, the squad is back. Clearly he's loved in the locker room. There's no question about that, but what's best for the locker room isn't always what's best for the team. And so we'll see how it works out. I'm trying to see. No one else really. So a lot of people, I guess, have posted on Instagram. Greenlaw, Juszczyk, Dominic Pooney have all posted. And look, I get why they're pumped about it, right? They all like Debo as a person. That's the part of this, too, that, you know, when players talk about they're getting pumped about guys, they're like, they're pumped, yes, because of Debo on the field. But they're also pumped because their friend is back in the locker room. They get to work with their friend again every day, and that is cool. So I don't blame them for that.
More 49ers Gold Standard podcast after this.
A lot of people saying he's going to rip 19 off of Jacob Cowing's back. But yeah, look at it this way. If you are a Rams fan, if you are a Seahawks fan, are you sitting there going, oh no, Debo Samuel's back with the 49ers? I don't think you are. Now, maybe the Rams are because he tortured the Rams. I mean, this man did some things to the Rams that they're still probably scarred about. But that's one of the ways I look at this signing is, does it scare the other teams in the division? How would the other teams in the division react to it? And I don't think it moves the needle for them. Orod23, YouTube channel member, says, why just have to positive about, right? I don't quite know what you mean there. Chris Waddell says, in a lot of ways, that means Ricky is another bust. Ricky Pearsall's career at this point is hanging on by a thread, unfortunately. We haven't gotten anything official, but look, they're not signing Debo Samuel again if Ricky Pearsall is going to be back in a month, right? So that tells you, I think, what you need to know about Ricky Pearsall. And so Debo is back with the 49ers, and it's going to be Mike Evans. They are going old on offense, man. Mike Evans, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle. That is an older offense. Thank God Brock Purdy is young. I'll say that because, man, do they have some age on that side of the football. But it's going to be up to Kyle now to make it all work. Figure it out. You know, put guys in the best position to succeed. I don't know what that is necessarily with Debo, because we know that he had trouble separating. We know everything there is to know about Debo Samuel because we got to see him up close and personal. So, I hope I'm wrong. I do not care if all my 49er takes are wrong, if they win games and win the Super Bowl. That's fine. But I do have concerns about this, and I think it still puts a lot on Stribling. And maybe that was part of the thinking with the Niners early on, too, was like, hey, we don't want to have to force Stribling to be our number two wide receiver right away. So we'll bring in Debo Samuel. We'll start him and Evans. Debo knows the system, obviously, and Stribling can sort of come along at a little bit of a slower pace, because as good as he looks in the you know, practices, it's still the NFL. He's still a rookie. And we have to pump the brakes on all of that. So if that was part of the thinking, I understand it. Bo Adams says, okay, everyone, nobody's more down on this move than me, but Rob is right. If he's good, great. If he's horrible, we can cut him. Win-win. I doubt they probably wouldn't want to cut him, but if he's horrible, they would, I think. I think the 49ers would do that. And what do I always tell you about any sort of acquisition? Anyone that's been watching me for a long time knows I have three questions that you ask yourself when you make an acquisition. And this is football, this is sports, this is life. The three questions are, do you love it? Do you need it? Is it a good deal? Those are the three. If you can answer yes to two out of the three, you will never regret the purchase. So whether it's a big TV, a car, whatever the case may be. So let's look at it. Debo Samuel. Do you love Debo Samuel? No. I don't love Deebo Samuel. I don't love the fact that he can't separate. I don't love the age. I don't love the fact that he's battled injury throughout his career, and he's put a lot of mileage on that body playing a very physical style of football. So the answer to the first question for me is no, I do not love Deebo Samuel. Do you need Deebo Samuel? It's a fair question. You have Mike Evans. You have Deshaun Stribling. You have Christian Kirk, although he's hurt now. You have DeMarcus Robinson, Jacob Cowing, Jordan Watkins. Do you need Deebo Samuel? I think you can make the argument that you do. So I think that's a fair thing by the four. They clearly needed a wide receiver just because they're dealing with a lack of bodies right now. So if you want to say, yes, they need Deebo Samuel, okay, I'm willing to answer yes to that question. And the third question is it a good deal? Well, we know the financial terms. Again, it's up to $7 million. So if it's up to $7 million, it's probably cheap as hell. Because the up to $7 million, all that means is they're trying to put that out there to make Deebo save a little face because nobody wanted him. He was a free agent. If they say, oh, $2 million, it looks real bad for Deebo, right? The $7 million looks a little bit better. So it's clearly a good deal for the 49ers, and it's only 1 year, so there's no long-term risk associated with it. So if you need it and it's a good deal, you're not going to regret that, right? If you need it and it's a good deal, it may not be the best thing in the world, but you're not going to regret it. So that's what you can say at least about this deal. Do I think it's going to work out? I don't think it's going to be what the 49ers are hoping for. I don't think it would have been more productive than what Ricky Pearsall would have given you if he was healthy. But the dude has never been able to consistently be on the field for the 49ers. That is just a fact at this point. JCG1987, YouTube channel member, says the offensive line is still Trent and Scrubs, and the last couple of years brought back Deebo, Greenlaw, and Bourne tells me no progress in adapting slash improving schemes. The offensive line is not Trent and Scrubs. Again, what I say about this 49ers offensive line, could it be better? Absolutely. Could it be worse? Absolutely. And not just because of Trent. Dominic Pooney is a solid player. Colton McKivitz is a solid player. We don't know who the left guard's going to be. That's probably a below average player, let's be honest. And Jake Brendel, despite what you see on Twitter, because I know people love to put his bad plays up on Twitter, I think he's an average center in the league. I really do. Especially run blocking, he's much better than pass blocking for sure. He's an above average center run blocking. The Niners line is not trash. It could be better, yes, but it's not nearly as bad as a lot of you think it is. I swear. And look, they brought in Mike Evans. They drafted Stribling. They brought in DeMarcus Robinson. They're not just bringing old guys back. And it's not March 2nd, by the way. Like, their first instinct wasn't to run to Deebo Samuel this offseason. In fact, they were running away from Deebo Samuel. If Ricky Pearsall doesn't get hurt, they're not signing Deebo. So I don't. This is different from the Greenlaw signing to me. Like the Greenlaw, they ran back to Dre Greenlaw immediately and signed him. That was them just going back to the well, right? This Deebo thing is only happening because of the Ricky Pearsall situation. So I think it's a little bit different. No one on the 49ers beat has put out anything sort of updating the story. Everyone can fire up their old Deebo Samuel highlights. And yes, I've already seen it. We've already got the old school boombox. But like, here's the thing with the boombox situation. And I talked about this, you know, in Deebo's last year with the 49ers. Like, oh, it looks big and bad. But then if you go out there and get your ass kicked, you look like fools, you know? So you got to back up walk the walk. Well, I guess in this case, they are walking the walk. But you know what I mean? You got to back it up. You can't just, you know, do the boombox thing and come out and get punked. And if we saw that happen to the 49ers. It happened to the 49ers a couple of times against the Seahawks last year. Chris Waddell says, this thing doesn't do that. I think a healthy Pearsall is help in the run game. If we want to be old with stretch and ability and route running, call Stephon Diggs. Well, don't forget, Diggs has an off-the-field situation, I believe. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know it was sketchy. And the 49ers do not like to deal with any of that. And I'm sure for the 49ers, it was like, do we want to go with Stephon Diggs, who might have an off-field situation, and we don't know if we can trust off the field, or do we want to go with Deebo Samuel, who off the field, we don't have to worry about him, on the field, he might not be as good, but we don't have to worry. And he knows the system already, too. Because don't forget, it's July 30th, right? Like, they're already in training camp. So Stephon Diggs or an outside person is going to be behind the eight ball from that department. And I'm sure Kyle is like, we got a young wide receiver in Stripling, young guys in Cowing, young guys in Watkins. I just need people that know what they're doing out there, too. I do think that was part of it. Yeah, people are talking about trying to Debo back in the tunnel. I generally, just scanning the chat quickly, it seems like most of you are happy about this, and I understand why. And it's fine. Like, look, I was against it, but he's on the team now, right? So there's no point in me continually saying, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. I disagree with the move. We'll see how it works out, but he's going to be on the team. He'll be out there. First padded practice is tomorrow. Debo's going to be out there. So it's get on board. I'm not going to sit there and root against him now just because I said I didn't want him to get re-signed on the team. No, that's ridiculous. Teams make moves. I say whether I agree or disagree, and they do whatever the hell they're going to do because my opinion is irrelevant. So, you know, I'll be rooting for him. Certainly I'll be rooting for him. And look, maybe he comes back now and has a different perspective and he appreciates things a little more. And I mean, Dre Greenlaw has really talked about that, especially behind the scenes and just all everything that the 49ers provide for their players. And maybe Debo's like, you know what? I had it damn good. I missed it. And now it's back. And I want that again. And maybe it'll be a different Debo. I can hope, right? Maybe I can hope. I doubt it, but you never know. You never know. And the big question is what Dieter Kurtenbach tweeted. How are they going to use him? What do they see as his role? What does he have left? And can he be satisfied if it's less than what he is used to? That would be the question. Now, also, what does this mean? Like, is Christian Kirk going to be out for an extended period of time? I don't know. We haven't heard anything one way or the other because, you know, they spent some money on him in free agency and he was kind of presumed to be the wide receiver three. So does he just slide back into that role maybe and you keep Debo at the two? Probably. But then what does Stripling do? And if he continues to look good. So there's going to be some juggling there. I like the competitiveness in the 49ers wide receiver room. I do think it's, you know, you're not cutting Debo. Like he's making the team. That's guaranteed. That's a lock. Whereas I don't know that you could have said that for sure about, you know, DeMarcus Robinson or even Christian Kirk. So there's potentially one less roster spot for those other guys. Scott WD says, Debo's like going to grandma's for dinner. It feels good regardless of the taste. Yeah, but Scott, here's the thing. Did you ever have bad food at your grandma's for dinner? I know I never did. My son has always asked me, what's my favorite food? And I always respond with the same exact thing. Grandma's meatballs. If God rest my grandmother's soul, man. If I could have one food, any food imaginable, it would be her meatballs again. Pasta and meatballs, we used to go every Sunday. Oh, my God. It was awesome. Okay. Big Bob Blazer says, regardless of injuries, Debo always does 800 total yards per season, except in 2020. And he did, I mean, he certainly contributed more than Ricky Pearsall did if we're going to just look at the numbers last year. Debo Samuel, 727 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also chipped in with, I believe, 75 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown there. He had 6 total touchdowns. Ricky Pearsall did not get in the end zone last year. And yes, he was banged up. I get it. But that's Bob brings up a fair point. And Anthony says, Kyle knows how to use Debo. Yeah, we say that, but here's the thing. The first time they try to run it to Debo and it gets stuffed for like 3-yard loss, we are going to be ripping our hair out. I can't believe he's doing that stupid run with Debo. Like, we're in our feels now about like, oh, Debo's back and it's so cool. Remember how fun 2021 was? And we've sort of forgotten the frustrations because we romanticize it a little bit, right? Because we're dealing with memory and memory is a tricky thing. And I get all of that and that's fine. But I think we're also going to remember the frustrations when he comes back because we know he's a limited player. You know, he can do certain things. Johnny Dell, who I did a show with a few hours ago today, breaking down Kyle's system, says 2025 Debo had his second highest catch percentage, but was also his second lowest yards per target. Got to dive into the tape to see if there's a there. Well, guess what we're going to be doing next week, Johnny? You got it. Diving into Debo Samuel Commanders tape. So we'll fire it up. We'll dive into it and see what was what. Chris Waddell says Strib and Debo have similar best route tree right now. Strib is bigger, faster, with better hands, but their roots are both rounded off. Returner. We'll see. I want to give Stribling more of a chance. I don't know if his routes are rounded off, and I'm certainly not going to go off of one Dez Bryant tweet about it because, you know, it's one rep. It's one rep in one practice, so I'm not going to make any sweeping generalizations there. Stribling, by all accounts, looks good. But again, this team is no stranger to good wide receiver reports. Trent Taylor looked awesome every year in training camp, right? Oh, he had such chemistry with Jimmy Garoppolo. And then guess what? It never turned out to anything on the field. So we have to wait and see with all of this. But the 49ers, man, never boring, right? We are never boring. The day training camp opens up, we find out Kyle Shanahan is in a serious car accident and may miss the start of the season, which, by the way, real quick, Matt Maiocco was on KMBR and said it's not unreasonable to think that Kyle Shanahan could miss week one of the season. So we don't know what's happening there. 2 days after that, freaking Ricky Pearsall, guy we're all thinking was going to have a massive role, his knee flares up again. He's probably lost for the season. Now they're bringing Debo Samuel back. I mean, I hesitate to say this question out loud, but what is going to happen tomorrow? I mean, it is always something with this team, but Debo Samuel is officially back in the fold.
More 49ers Gold Standard podcast after this.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Plenty of your super chats still coming in here. Keep them coming. We do appreciate it. Chris Waddell is back, says call Person and Brunskill, just go full 2019. What's D4 doing these days? I mean, at this point, I don't think there's anybody that they can bring unless they somehow convince Brandon Ayuk to come back. That would be it, right? That'd be the final infinity stone. If somehow they mended fences and had Brandon Ayuk back, that would be insane, right? Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, Debo Samuel. That would be insane. But I think that they've really, scraped the bottom of the barrel here in terms of bringing people back. Red and Gold Blooded says, hopefully Vita Vea news will be breaking tomorrow. You know what? That would be pretty damn good. Give me Vita Vea tomorrow. And then it's like, you know what? Man, we're really pushing all the chips in the middle of the table. And why the hell not at this point? Why not, right? Everybody in the NFC West is loaded. You got to load up too. You know, yeah, I get it. You want to get younger, but you know what? There are 25-year-old guys aren't always available, and they're certainly not available on July 30th. I pick up the phone if I'm John Lynch and I call. Maybe it makes or breaks your entire season. But yeah, absolutely, I think you should. Go for it, man. Why the hell not? Oh, they're over the cap next year. Whatever, man. That's next year's problem. You'll figure it out. The cap will go up. You restructure some guys, whatever. If you've got a Super Bowl trophy in the trophy case, I don't care if 2027 sucks. It'll never suck if a Super Bowl trophy is in the trophy case. You know, like, I say go for it. And I hope that they do. And Michelle and I will probably break that down tomorrow a little bit as well. That was an obvious suggestion, quite frankly. I should have thought of that. Dave Softy Mailer is a host in Seattle, and his response to the Debo news was that desperation is already setting in. I don't think it's desperation on the point of the 49ers because they're not like, oh my God, we need you to be our number one wide receiver and you got to have 1,200 yards and all that stuff. But they needed a body because, again, it's not just Ricky Pearsall that's out. Christian Kirk is also out. They needed a body. He knows the system. He wasn't, you know, he still had 700 yards last year, which is more than Ricky Pearsall could say he had last season. So I don't think it's desperation. I think, hey, we need to add a body. This is the best body that's out there. So this is the guy we're bringing in. But again, if they start targeting Debo 15 times a game, then that would be desperate. But to me, I don't think this was desperation. Desperation would have been signing Debo with Pearsall healthy. That, I think, would have been a lot more desperate, quite frankly. And I'm not surprised that someone in Seattle is critical of the deal, let's be honest. But yeah, it's better to accept it now. Deebo Samuel is back. I didn't want him on the team. Everybody knows that. I didn't want Greenlaw either, but they're both here. So I'm going to root for him like crazy. Strawberry React says, I just hope Stripling continues to get reps. That's fair and accurate. And look, he's going to play in the preseason, right? Because Debo's probably not going to play that much in the preseason. So you're going to get to see Stripling. You're going to get to see Cowing. You're going to get to see Jordan Watkins, assuming they're not hurt. So the preseason is going to be a lot of fun. And look, it's 2 weeks away, right? I mean, next week we've got the Hall of Fame game. Let me just look at the calendar real quick. Yeah, I believe next week is the Hall of Fame game, and then they play the Titans on the 13th. So we're there. We're cranking this thing up here. And again, that's part of the reason why you wanted a guy that knew the system. And as I agree with this comment, Cole on 30 FPS says it's better than Malik Turner. 1,000%. I don't need to see Malik Turner ever again on the field. So good. And Cole also says Debo should be the returner. I agree. I'd love to, Cole says, go sign Clowney. I'd love to see Jadeveon Clowney get signed. Yes, please. Guy had 8.5 sacks last year. Put him on the third rotation of the defensive line. Yes, please go get Jadeveon Clowney. He still wants to play, presumably. I know the Seahawks were sniffing around him. That should tell you all you need to know. They obviously can think he's good, and he's been a Seahawk before. We all remember Joe Staley getting absolutely just dominated by Jadeveon Clowney on, I think it was a Monday Night Football game against Seattle that one time. But Clowney's still got something to give. Pick him up, as Jim Carrey famously once said in Dumb and Dumber. Mike UA says, where's Kendrick Bourne at? He's in Arizona, Mike. That's where Kendrick Bourne is at. Anthony says, we got Stripling, Evans, and Debo. Come on, we're winning it all this year. Man. Suddenly, the Stripling hype train is uncontrollable right now. When he was picked, everybody hated his guts, and they were like, what are they doing? This guy's terrible. Now, all of a sudden, Dazon Stripling's being mentioned as one of the reasons the 49ers can win the Super Bowl. Man, life comes at you fast in the NFL. That is for sure. Let's see. Nick Wagner has a tweet. Let me throw this Wagner tweet up on the screen. Since Debo entered the league in 2019, four players have at least 20 receiving and 20 rushing touchdowns. Debo, Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, and Christian McCaffrey. That is crazy that the Niners now have two of those guys on their team. Again, I don't think the Debo rushing thing is going to be much of a factor this year. Last year, he only had 17 rushing attempts, and he ran for 4.4 yards per attempt. Well, that was better than Christian McCaffrey, to be fair. Only the one touchdown. Now you could say Kyle knows how to use him better, and maybe that's true. We don't even know if Kyle's going to be calling the plays early in the year. But his last year in San Francisco, Debo ran for 3.2 yards per attempt. So the rushing thing has kind of played out. You know, part of the reason it worked when it did was because, number one, Debo was younger, faster, stronger, all that stuff. And number two, nobody thought to do it before. Nobody took a wide receiver and put him in the backfield before. It was new. It was novel. And it was also like, can he really do it? It turns out like, yeah, he can really do it. And it was awesome and cool. But they have it now to summer. Like, defenses are ready for it. They know it. I'm looking at the ESPN.com story. This is just, yeah, Pearsall, all options, blah, blah, blah. The Niners selected Samuel. Yeah, we know. This is nothing, absolutely nothing new in the deal. So, yay, Debo. I'm glad you're happy. If you're celebrating this, I completely get it. Mr. Irrelevant says, breaking news, Niners have informed Jacob Cowing that he'll be giving up his number 19 tomorrow. Yeah, sorry, Jacob. That is not happening. Because you know Pearsall's not giving up one. So unless they just done with Ricky Pearsall totally. But Astro says, yeah, we got our boombox operator back. Yeah, we know what Debo is. He's got limitations. Yes, he also can do some fun things. If they put him back there as a returner, I'll be all for it. He was a potential big play returner. The 49ers have not had a kick return for a touchdown since Richie James, I believe, in what was it, 2021? I can't remember the actual. No, it's what am I saying? 2021. It was longer than that. They haven't had a punt return touchdown since 2019, I believe. Not 2019. Jeez. I'm sorry. I'm getting my coaches confused. They haven't had a punt return touchdown since Ted Ginn in the Harbaugh years. And the Richie James kick was 2018. So it's been a minute. And we saw, by the way, what it was like with a good returner last year. Sky Moore was a good returner for the 49ers.
More 49ers Gold Standard podcast after this. Now, without further commercial interruption, the conclusion of this episode of the 49ers Gold Standard podcast.
There's almost 600 people watching right now. Thank you so much. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel. We're live every single weekday here on the 49ers Gold Standard podcast, live after all breaking news, as you see. We do instant reaction shows after every single game. We've got a five-minute news update that airs on the audio-only side where you can get anywhere you download your podcast. Please check it out. We've got a merch store for you. We've got a brand new newsletter that we just created. It comes out Saturday mornings. It's a real quick read. It's a two-minute read. It's got just the best quote of the week, a stat of the week, a number you need to know. It's just going to catch you up to date on everything regarding the 49ers matchup. It's 100% free, costs you nothing. It will always be free. There's a link to sign up in the description of this podcast, so you can click on that and get the newsletter. It's called The Standard Issue. That comes out again every Saturday. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you're just catching the news, Deebo Samuel is back. Big Bob Blazer says that's an upside of Deebo. Everyone should hate on the Eagles. That's why Deebo secretly came back. He wants to take out the Eagles again. He wants to get up for that Week 17 game against Philly. This time it's in San Francisco instead of in Philly. It does add a little bit of an extra layer to that game. Obviously, it adds an extra layer to the Kansas City game as well because of the Super Bowl losses and all that stuff. So, look, the vibes and the memories will be high. The question is, are vibes the only thing that Deebo's bringing to the town? That is the question. How good a shape he is in, I have no idea. Brad Graham says he thinks he was in the best shape of his life. Who knows? We were supposed to get best shape of his life, ultra-motivated Deebo last year with Washington. We will see. And by the way, David Lombardi points out on Twitter, it's almost 4 years to the day that Deebo Samuel signed his contract with the Niners. July 31st, 2022. And then today, obviously, July 30th, 2026, Deebo Samuel returns. I think most people would have said that it wouldn't totally shock them if Deebo Samuel came back. But again, he's only coming back because of the Pearsall injury. And now he's back because Pearsall is likely gone for the year. That is a bummer, but this is the world in which we live. And we'll see. We'll find out together, but hopefully it works out the way the 49ers are hoping. We could use a little good news because this has been a rough start to the season for San Francisco. And we'll see if the Niners just decide to make any more moves and put their chips in the middle of the table. Maybe does this make them want to go more with a Vita Vea and just say, hey, you know what? We didn't want to do this necessarily, but in times of war, circumstances dictate action. And this is where the 49ers are now. And maybe they say, F them picks, bleep it, and just go for it. And say, let the chips fall where they may. Who knows? You know, the Kyle Shanahan car accident, maybe it changed everybody's perspective. Maybe it put a little more sense of urgency under everybody. You know, it's crazy that the same coach that once said, we don't know anybody's going to be alive on Sunday, was literally in a car accident that could have taken his life. Like, it is wild that both of those things happened to the same guy. But again, that's the situation we are in. So, Deebo Samuel back with the 49ers. Leave your comment. Tell me what you think. Are you happy? What do you think he's going to do? Give me a stat prediction. Michelle and I will be talking about this tomorrow, 9:15 a.m. Pacific time, bright and early with you. I know she's going to have a bunch of numbers that, you know, tell us more about what Deebo Samuel was last season and how he was used and how he could be used here. So make sure you wake up for us with that one. Again, like this video, subscribe to the channel, everybody. Greatly appreciate you. Greatly appreciate all our YouTube channel members as well. There are so many. I couldn't even put you all on the scroll. Thank you to all the Golden Ticket members. I greatly, greatly appreciate all of your support. I know money is tight these days. Any support you give me, I greatly appreciate. All the good is Gold channel members as well. Shout out to you. I love you. I always appreciate you. This, again, I say this is the only job I ever wanted to do. Ever since I found out this was a thing you could do for a living, I have wanted to do this job, and the only reason I can do it, especially now, because financial situation has changed a bit with some things behind the scenes, but the only reason I can do this job is because of your support, and I will never, ever, ever take that for granted. So thank you, everybody. I greatly appreciate it. Again, like the video, subscribe to the channel. We will be back tomorrow. Deebo back with the 49ers. Break out the boomboxes.